Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present, on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes, where you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. Elizabeth Hill miscarried her baby, and she knew the reason. Grace Sherwood had cursed her. It was 1706 in Williamsburg, Virginia, and witchcraft was a felony. It was common knowledge that witches caused crop failure, storms at sea, sickness, and misfortune. And the punishment for a witch was death by hanging. Here in Colonial Williamsburg, Grace Sherwood faces trial several nights a week in the evening program Cry Witch, and the outcome is never certain. Tonight we have a seat at her trial in the Capitol's General Court. The room is high-ceilinged with wooden benches on a gray slate floor. Candles light the room, and darkened windows cast strange reflections.
Justices are sitting upon pain of imprisonment. Let all manners of persons with anything to do with this court draw near and give your attendance. And if anyone has any sententer or plaint to prosecute, let them come forth and they shall be heard. God save the Queen.
God save the Queen.
Gentlemen, before we begin, I wish to speak to you privately concerning the matter before us. Now, as you are aware, have a woman in Prince Sand County, one Grace Sherwood, who is accused of witchcraft. This matter has caused a great deal of concern in that vicinage, and the populace is much divided in their opinions. The existence of witches, or persons who are familiar with the devil or evil spirits, has become a matter of great controversy and debate amongst learned men, and of late, there have been very few convictions on this charge. Nonetheless, gentlemen, I remind you, it is a capital offense. Your duty is to hear the evidence as it is presented, and upon proper legal proofs of witchcraft, to render a just verdict. I am completely confident that you will ably fulfill the duties which have been placed upon you. Very well. Mr. Sheriff, you may call the case.
Yes, Sheriff. Mr. Queen's attorney, come forth and prosecute the action against one Grace Sherwood of Princess Anne County, or else I'll be not.
Your Excellency, gentlemen, I am here ready to begin. Indictments presented against Grace Sherwood of Princess Anne County in Her Majesty's Colony of Virginia, prepared by Her Majesty's Attorney in Virginia. First, that the said Grace Sherwood of Lynn Haven Parish in Princess Anne County of Her Majesty's Colony of Virginia did, at the instigation of the devil, willfully and feloniously bewitch diverse persons, livestock, and goods in the aforesaid county. Second, that an able jury of 12 women summoned by the court of the aforesaid county did examine the person of the said Grace Sherwood and have declared on their oath that she is not like them or no other women that they know, having marks of a black color on her private parts being blacker than the rest of her body. Third, that the said Grace Sherwood on the 10th day of July last was, by order of the county justices of the court of Princess Anne County, and by her own acceptance, bound hand and foot, and placed in water above her head, and that she did float on the same water, contrary to custom and the judgment of the law in such matters. These indictments do comply with the observations for the discovery of witches, as provided for by law, and Her Majesty's peace, dignity, crown, etc.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Grace Sherwood, you've heard the indictments as presented by the Majesty's Attorney. How do you wish to plead? Guilty or not guilty?
I am not guilty, sir.
The Crown takes note.
Madam, this court is not required to furnish you with counsel. Do you have an attorney to speak on your behalf?
I have need of an attorney, sir. I shall speak for myself.
Do you have any witnesses to be called forward on your behalf?
Yes.
Madam, it is your right to challenge your jury. Is there any gentleman juror or justice here present that you would not have pass judgment upon you?
I am willing to rely on your judgment and the mercy of this court.
Very well. Sheriff, you may take charge of the accused.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Attorney, you may prosecute your case, sir.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, for the first witness, the Crown wishes to call the petitioner in this matter, Mr. Luke Hill of Princess Anne County, to be brought forward.
Mr. Sheriff,
Your Excellency.
This court calls Luke Hill to come forward to be heard.
Your Honor, Luke Hill of Princess Anne County.
I am.
Will you be sworn, sir?
I will. Take the book of the Holy Evangelists.
Do you, Luke Hill, swear the evidence that you have presented to this court to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I so swear.
Luke Hill, you have petitioned this court that should investigate a matter of witchcraft. In your petition, you state that Grace Sherwood has long been practicing witchcraft and the black arts in Princess Anne County, and has, in fact, sir, bewitched your wife. Pray, sir, tell this court what has been happening in your parish.
Well, your honors, sirs, it all began several years ago when Grace Sherwood had a dispute with a constable in our parish by the name of John Gisbert. It was over a plight of land, 1 acre. Now the court ruled in his favor. He was growing cotton that year, and within a week, the cotton crop had become blighted, and his pigs began to act peculiar, like he'd die. Well, we suspected her of witchcraft at that time, but later we were sure.
How so, sir?
Well, she dances in her feet. And some say that when she is alone, she wears men's clothing. Now, although we have noticed that she has kept this Sabbath, she never takes communion, nor does she ever say after to be
nailed.
Will be silent, madam. Proceed.
Is there anything else, Mr. Hill? What are the bewitchments of your wife?
Well, I bid her out in the marketplace. I bid her to be gone from our marriage and to leave us alone. She said, Luke Hill, you mind your own business, or you shall be grievously sorry.
As many people have.
Quiet, madam. Proceed.
It was after that that it happened.
What happened?
She was bewitched. And the child that she was carrying was lost to us. Our child. And I know it was Rachel with the cost.
This is nothing but silly superstition.
Adam, you're speaking out of turn. Now hold your tongue and sit you down. Proceed.
Thank you, Excellency. Luke Hill, you are telling this court that Grace Sherwood bewitched your wife and that caused the loss of your unborn child?
I have
no further questions for this witness, Excellency.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Mr. Hill, you testified that this woman, the accused, she told you to mind your own business or you'd be grievously sorry.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Those were her exact words.
Her exact words.
It was the following day that your wife suffered her loss.
Very
much more. Well, Mr. Attorney, this would appear to be a curse which was brought to its evil fruition. The damned monogam and
the madam secundum, Excellency. The evil curse which is uttered and the evil which results from the curse.
Very well. Grace Sherwood, rise. You have heard the testimony of Mr. Hale against you. It is your right to question your accusers to attempt to disprove their statements. If you have any questions you would care to put to this witness?
Begging your pardon, sir. But there's nothing, nothing that I could ask this man, to which he would give an honest reply.
You witch!
Very well, that is sufficient. I will not have that in this court. If you have no questions you care to ask, then you sacrifice your right to speak at this time. Sit you down.
Mr. Hill, you did testify that you saw the accused dressed in men's clothing and that some say she dances in her fields. Have you seen this with your own eyes?
And I saw Grace Sherwood dancing around a bonfire with men's clothing on her body.
Thank you, Mr. Hill, for your testimony, sir. You are dismissed.
Excellency, at this time, the Crown does indeed wish to call the wife of Luke Hill, Elizabeth Hill, of Princess Anne County, to be brought forward.
Sheriff,
Excellency, this court calls Elizabeth Hill to come forth and be heard.
You are Elizabeth Hill, wife of Luke Hill, of Princess Anne County. Will you be sworn, ma'am?
Do you, Elizabeth Hill, swear the evidence that you are present to this court to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I swear.
Elizabeth Hill, your husband has testified that you were bewitched by Grace Sherwood and that this did cause the loss of your unborn child. Madam, tell this court how you were bewitched.
Sir, I was a child when my husband spoke Grace Sherwood on the right day. And she cursed him. The very next day, I will be taken with a strange sickness. It made me so ill, I could not even stand. I lay in bed with pain, tearing at my stomach. And then I lost the baby. I lay in agony. Then she comes to my house to delight in her head.
I came by to comfort a lady who actually spoke to me for my
comfort.
Take my comfort from her.
Stand there before me. Grace Sherwood, if you interrupt this court with another such outburst, I will have the sheriff remove you to the whipping post, there receive 10 lashes on your bare back. You will then be bound and gagged and returned to this court to continue these proceedings. Look at me. But I made it myself clear. Answer him.
Yes, sir.
I have no further inquiries. This witness acts.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Grace Sherwood, rise. Once again, it was your opportunity to question the witnesses brought forward to testify against you. Do you have any questions you would put to this witness?
Just one. Is it not true that the 5 days after you lost a court case to me that your husband petitioned the court for this very day?
Very well. Mr. Attorney.
If I may. Gentlemen, it is in fact true that Grace Sherwood has been in and out of Princess Anne County Court on several occasions. These have all been for civil matters. They have no bearing upon this case.
I agree. As I said before, matters settled in the civil courts of Princess Anne County are irrelevant to these proceedings and will not be reconsidered in this court. Now, Grace Sherwood, do you have any appropriate questions you would care to put to this witness?
Apparently not, sir.
Then sit you down. Mr. Sill, madam, let us speak plainly. Miscarriages, they are not uncommon. Now, perhaps it was that you were suffering from some illness or distemper, or by chance you lifted too great a weight for your condition, or ate or drank something that was not of your custom that may have caused this.
Beg pardon, Your Excellency, but I birthed 3 healthy children, and never before had pain such as this. I lifted nothing heavy that day. Sarah, our eldest, she brought me the firewood. And as for eating and drinking,
car were you gone, madam?
My 6th or 7th month, sir. The child is breathing. I felt him kick. When the midwife came, she said the babe were perfectly formed, and there was no reason for him to be dead. Not a thing for witchcraft.
Listen to next week's podcast to hear the outcome of Grace Sherwood's trial. Does she live or die in Cry Witch? That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.